Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love and bring me to my knees. And may I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings.
Jesus, this is our prayer.
Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love and bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me all my life, take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me all my life, take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wings. Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you,
Jesus.
Hide me in your love and bring me to my knees. May I know Jesus more and more.
More and more, Jesus. Take us in. Lord, we didn't come to watch somebody or let our mind wander, but let us focus on you. Show us your greatness. Show us your tender mercies and your compassion.
Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me. Take over, come breathe in me, and I will rise on you.
to encounter you, to see your face. Lord, we come here. Lord, we come here to worship you, Yeshua. You know, if you can leave behind all reasoning. Now, this sounds funny because we study with our reason. We study with our mind, right? And that's a gift from God. But when you want to go in to meet with Him, sometimes it's good to let your mind rest and go visit Him where He is, which is in His realm. And oddly, our mind doesn't commune with His realm very well, because we want to figure it out first, you know, calculate it. But some things can't be calculated. In fact, the Bible says that spiritual things cannot be carnally understood or understood by your earthly mind. I'm praying for you, because I want you to have the fullness of God, not just knowledge about Him, not just a program. I want you to know Him as He is. I want you to know Him in the secret place, and He wants that for you. The reason I'm talking like this is, in the last week I've had marvelous encounters with Him that don't have words, and I really believe that's where you get changed, that's where you get healed, you know, not by just head knowledge. That's where you get healed, is in the presence of the Lord. And I believe this is how Jesus did it. He said, I only do what I see my Father in heaven doing. He was communing with heaven.
Que nosotros en la
see heaven releasing some things.
Entrando en el cielo, entrando en el cielo.
everything you need is in heaven.
And I say, Lord, no,
you know, sometimes we cry out, oh Lord, heal me, oh Lord, deliver me, but it's when you come into this place of hanging out with Him in His place, everything is available there because that's where He purchased with His blood. Did you know you're actually seated in heavenly places, the Bible says, with Him? Seated with Him, complete in Him, the Bible says. If you're complete in Him there, then how do you become complete in Him here? Come on, you go to your chair in heaven, don't you? So visiting heaven should not seem weird or spooky. It's biblical. You're seated in heavenly places in Him. Take up your chair and say, Lord, I don't even know how to do this, but would you help me come?
Would you help me sit in my chair and see earth from heaven? Would you help me see the way you see all my circumstances?
I see someone that you love the Lord with all your heart, but I see all these doubts and fears. It's like a pressure. It's like a pressure on you in the spirit. And you may call it stress, but I feel like it's a spiritual pressure. And I see the Lord unlocking and untying. I see like strings and cords being cut, released, and flung off. See someone that you have fears about the way things are going in your life. You have fears about how are things going to turn out. But the Lord already has a key and a solution. He's already got it. He's releasing new life into your spirit, man. I see Him peeling back years, years and years. Things you went through that were just too much for too long. I see Him just peeling it away. He said He will restore the years that the locust and the cankerworm have eaten. Years of destruction. There's someone here, I saw Him take you by the hand and gently. He took you through an open doorway. into a new hallway. You've never been here before. This is a new way, but you've asked for the will of the Lord. You've been asking him, oh Lord, what would you have me do? And you're looking in the natural, but he has something that you haven't yet seen because it's not yet been released in the earth. That's where everything comes from. Did you know it? It happens there before it happens here.
Lord, we receive a new thing. Lord, we receive a new thing. Centro su cielo, no en el nombre. No torre ser luz y lera.
I saw him peel away years of almost like abuse or things that it formed kind of how you react to things. And it's been very hard because people were not always kind to you. Even people you really loved, that you really thought they should love you back, but they couldn't, they didn't. That's not who they were. You had expectations that just fell to the ground because they couldn't do it. And it was like heartbreaking. But I saw Jesus wanting to rebuild your life, saying, I have so much for you that you haven't even begun to see. You may have, this may be new to you, but what I found, you know, I've known the Lord since 72, okay? And one thing I've learned over the years is that we can try to make things happen and even pray really hard, but where things really happen is when you meet with him in that realm of the Spirit. And this may seem odd, but just, I'm going to ask you, just trust me tonight. Just ask the Lord, is this of you? And if it's of you, I want it.
Take me higher, take me further, take me deeper into you. I want to live in that place inside of you, forever hidden from this world. For inside your realms of glory is all I'll ever need. My Yeshua, beloved King. So take me higher, take me further, take me deeper into you. I wanna live in that place inside of you, forever hidden from the world. For inside your arms of glory is all I'll ever need. My Yeshua, beloved King. Take me higher, take me further, take me deeper into you. I want to live that place inside of you, forever hidden from this world. For inside your arms of glory is all I'll ever need. My Yeshua, beloved King.
This is his response.
Come on in. Come on in, my door is open wide. The curtain has been torn every night. I wait for you, see I look for you to come. I know you love me too as I love you. So come on in, come on in.
is open wide. The curtain has been torn every night. I wait for you. I look for you to come. I know you love me too as I love you. So come away, come away. Here in my arms. 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 Come away. So think about, he died to tear the veil between heaven and earth. See, before that, if we would have gone in, we would have died in his presence because of our sin. So he not only wiped out, if we would believe, he would wipe out our sin and then tore the veil so we could freely come in and fellowship without condemnation. Not because we were worthy, but because he died to make us worthy. So if you've been hiding from God thinking he's mad, remember the blood, it's wiped away. And what he wants, my friend, is you in his arms. He loves you. Come on in, come on in. The door is open wide. The curtain has been torn every night. I wait for you. I look for you to come. I know you love me too as I love you. So come away, come away. Here in my arms. Come away, come away. Here in my arms. Come away, come away. Here in my arms. Come away, come away. Someone say, and they outside themselves, you know, me, he really wants me. I never seem to get anything right. Yeah, you know what? He loves you. He died for you. And in fact, it says you didn't choose him. He chose you. He chose us. He knew all of our baggage. He knew all of our issues and our problems. And he knew that some things would take a little while to get set free from. And he purchased us with his own life. That's how valuable you are to him. He chose you. See this, you know, things in heaven look a little different than here, okay? But what I'm seeing is this huge, it's not a cloud, but almost like a giant realm of that's pure love of God. And there's someone in here, you've been afraid to really let God love you. And you know why? You don't love yourself. But God says, if you will allow me, if you will allow yourself to receive my love, I can free you. And I can show you who you really are. Sure where these nights will go. You know, I don't know if we will do a lot more music. We just really try, I try to perceive where the Holy Spirit is going and follow him. But I feel like for someone, if you will allow him, you know, I see barriers, like there's this fear, there's a right kind of fear of God and there's a wrong kind of fear of God that holds him at bay because we're afraid of him seeing our insides. But I feel like tonight, if you will let him pass your barriers, if you'll let him cross the line that no, you've not let people cross, even maybe yourself, tonight is your night to really be changed deeply. So I'm taking a breather because sometimes, you know, we never know where this will go, but sometimes it goes so far you don't want to break later, okay? So I'm just going to take a break to give a couple of announcements. One is on the 8th, I think it's the 8th, Kim is doing an art class. I don't see her, but oh, there you are, Kimmy. If you think, well, I'm not, it's a prophetic art class. And if you've not done one, I really would love for you to sign up for it. So you can talk to Kim in the back, or I think you can do the QR code. But sign up for it and come, and I will tell you why. It's not just art, and you don't have to have any skill. I have zero, and I mean zero, art skill. But the two times I've taken her class, the first time I took one was years ago, and she was saying, okay, we're going to do this background of blue, and I kept seeing this line that was the shape of an angel, and I said, Kim, can I just paint whatever I see? And she said, yeah, that's the whole idea, paint whatever you see. And so I just started I see this idea, and it was just this line. And then I saw another idea, it was like a river of people. And I saw that the angel was proclaiming something to these people. And then I saw this woman in the middle, and she was holding a Bible, and what was happening was the angel was speaking to her, and she was transmitting, she was just repeating what she could hear in the spirit. All she was doing, just repeating to these people. But it wasn't her word, it was the word of the Lord. And because of that, the people were getting changed. Well, do you know that the things you see and then paint, that is the same as a prophetic word. It is prophetic, because the word prophetic, to me, means anything God is saying from heaven. And you know, when God says something from heaven, it immediately becomes. So the idea of the prophetic is to say what he's saying because you are releasing it into the earth from heaven. Does that make sense? Well, that's true whether it's a song or a word, a prophetic word, or a word of knowledge. A scripture can be prophetic. All scriptures are life. They're living. They are prophetic. But one spoken in due season, boom, can bring a healing. So when God says, let there be light, suddenly there is. Well, what I found is when you paint prophetically, guess what? It's a word from the Lord, it happens. The second time I went, I saw a picture. I can't paint for diddly, remember. But I saw a picture of the inside of a room, and there was this window, and there were stars outside, but there was this one star that was just beaming in through the window, and on the table was an open Bible. And there was a lamp there, and this light was shining on the Bible as though it was coming alive or being enlightened. And Kim, what was that phrase you said in that art class? Something like how your life is going to be. And I remember not tying it. I just didn't get it. So I painted this as well as I could, which frankly I don't think was very well. But later I set it on the table, and every time I would walk by, I was like, I could see God is taking me into new realms of study that I've never gone into before. It's something I have fervently desired, but just, you know, I couldn't make it happen in the natural. I do study, but not this kind. And I'm watching it happen. And you know what? That painting is still speaking because it's a prophetic word. And so it doesn't matter your skill level, but I really encourage you to talk to Kim or sign up for that and go, even if you think you have no skill. I tried to take art classes. I promise I don't have skill. But it doesn't matter because I spoke or painted what God was saying. And it's coming to pass. It is happening. Even like the past few weeks, I've already seen all kinds of things open from that. Okay, and then the 15th, I want to announce we are having a very special guest. Her name is Carolyn Haman. I think that's how you say her last name. And she's from the Racine Prayer Room, and she's full of the Holy Ghost. And also Deb Rush will be doing worship that night, so it's going to be a very precious night. And my third announcement is Green Lake. Is it Green Lake that's open? We opened registration, correct? And so that's open. You can go to our website, spiritofgodworldwide.com. If you just scroll down a little bit, you'll see pictures of the different retreats, and you just click right on that picture, and it'll take you right to information. You're not just because you click on it doesn't mean you're obligated, but you can go in there and see all the details, everything about it, the housing, the meals, the meetings, and you can decide if you want to sign up. Okay. And then I'm also going to receive a love offering. And then we're going to go on. We're just going to try to go wherever the Holy Spirit goes, okay? So just hang in there with me, because I've gone in some very deep places these past 2 weeks that are so wonderful in God. And my heart's desire is that everyone go there, because once you go there, you're just never the same. So one thing I'm going to say about the offering, if you would like to help us with the Colorado trip, that'd be a real blessing. You may not know it, but it costs thousands, and we do it by faith, right? Because we drive out, take the equipment. We have all kinds of housing for us and some team members, and it's a venture. And when we do a retreat, which you may also not know, and I'm not whining, God has always covered us, and our partners, frankly, have covered us when people didn't, right? A lot of meetings people aren't able to, or just don't want to. But our partners have made us able. When we sign up for a conference somewhere, a retreat, generally the deposit is anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000. And we're doing that by faith that people will actually come and that there won't be some crisis that prevents it from happening, right? Because then guess who pays for that? The Lord has to pay for that. So if you want to help us in that way, that'd be a real blessing. If you need to make out a check, you can make it out to SGMW, which is Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. And people say, why is there no O? People put SOG like it's soggy. Well, I would ask you this. Why is there no O in USA? Come on. So you can make out a check, or you can, if you know how to give online, you can do that. Or if you, are we doing credit card tonight? Okay, so if someone wants to give my credit card, you can go right back there or raise your hand. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you so much for your people. Father, we aren't here to build a ministry, and we are not here to build buildings. We are here to build people, because they're your temple, and your temple is holy. And so I ask you, Father, that in all we do, in all the gifts that we're given, it'll go to build your kingdom, your people, your temple, in Jesus' name. Because that's holy. Amen and amen. Okay. Glory. Now, I'm just going to go with flow. I may do a little more music. We don't know for... I just feel like God has so much and my heart is so full.
Jesus, Jesus, holy is your name, holy is your name, we worship, holy one, holy one, bring us in.
Jesus with a checkbook. I don't know what that means, but I feel like he's meeting someone's need.
Jesus, Holy One, we worship you. We see your light, for in you is that heals, the light that breathes, brings new life to me. Holy One, Holy One, precious Jesus, we worship you. Sende son ton tere se kundelani ayetoli.
I see someone letting go of your past, like a long, long road, difficult road. And I saw you. Jesus was standing there, and he'll never force you, you know. But he uses our choices to free us. Sometimes we say, oh, Jesus, set me free. Jesus, you know, like fix it, just fix it. But sometimes for him to fix it, we have to say, okay, Jesus, I'm giving that to you. I'm going to let that go. I'm going to stop holding on to that. And I saw that in one person's situation, your past, has tried to define you. The way people have treated you has tried to define you. But you know what? Even Jesus didn't let that happen, and he had much more persecution than any of us, much more pain than any of us. I see someone taking their past, and it's like you're trusting Jesus, saying, I don't even know what to do with Jesus. I trust you with my future. And I'm not going to let my past define me. I'm not going to let rejection define me. I'm not going to let what people said to me or about me, it's not going to define me. And I saw you take this huge bundle that was your past. And I saw you throw it in the sea of his forgetfulness. And he was standing right with you.
Lord, we throw it away. Lord, we give it all to you. We make that choice not to let it define us.
We release every word that was spoken to us or over us or about us. I'm hearing words, mean words of persecution that were hurtful. And you're like, but you wanted to defend yourself. But Lord, it's not true. But you know, no one had a worse than Jesus. They called him the Prince of Devils. When he was healing, he did nothing but good. He was wholly pure. He never did anything but righteousness. He never did anything but help people and heal people. And they called him the Prince of Devils. What a rotten thing to say. But you know what? Jesus, he didn't let it define him. It doesn't matter. People never get it anyway. People can't see the real you. No one knows the real you except for Jesus. And if he says you're worth knowing, you're worth knowing. Someone in your own family, this is just for one person, but someone in your own family has made your life miserable, and it has been hard to let go of it. But Jesus says, will you let go of it for me? Will you let go of it for me? Because if you will, we have a new road. You've been in wait state for years, waiting on God, waiting on God. But in fact, I feel like God is saying, I love you, but I'm waiting on you. Your breakthrough is waiting on some choices that I'm asking you to make.
Can you forgive?
Not because they're worthy. Not because they got it right.
Can you forgive because I did? Because that's what I would do, and that's what I did for you. Can you release them? Not because it's easy, but because it's righteous, and I paid for you. So would you pay for that? Would you release them unto me?
I see healing waiting in the wings. Waiting in the wings. It's already yours. It's already been bought and paid for. You've been crying out for healing, oh Lord, standing in faith, doing all the stuff, but I see this block, this big concrete barrier that the healing cannot cross over. And it has to do with things people said, things that hurt, things that made you angry. Well, that wasn't right, Lord. They shouldn't have done it. They shouldn't have said it. No, that's quite true. But have you ever done or said anything that you shouldn't have? And did I put a concrete barrier in your path? No. No, I loved you enough to wash it all away. Can you do that for them? And as you do, all barriers to your healing, all barriers will be removed. Seeing something deep inside someone get unlocked, like it had this padlock, and you haven't been able to even know what is that. I feel stuck. You don't even know how to say it, but you feel stuck. And I saw the Lord so gently unlocking this padlock and releasing you. You know, when I first went into a meeting, it was and it wasn't like this. It was like this in that the presence was there, but no one was ministering with words. But because the presence was so strong, I got completely set free. I got set free from years of I couldn't understand what was even happening, but I left there a brand new person, and it was just the presence. Self-doubt to go.
The wind out of his sails.
eyes anymore. No, 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 'cause you're mine. Don't know what it means, but I saw him signing. He had one of those old-fashioned quill pens and this red ink. And I saw him writing your name on a document. Like, you're his. And he's so happy that you're his. He's so happy you said yes. And if you let him, he will defeat the enemy in your life. I command every bit of self-judgment to go. There's someone here, you are so hard on yourself, and you say, well, I'm always messing up. Well, who isn't? Jesus is the only one that has ever gotten it right. He's the only one ever. And he said, I know you guys, you're never going to be able to do it because you're from the fallen seed of Adam. So let me purchase for you holy righteousness, bought in blood, and let me impart it to you, fill you with it, give it to you, and rewrite your name in that blood. Can you receive that that is the case and stop condemning yourself? It's not a religious thing. It's not holy. It's not holy to condemn yourself. It's unholy. Did you know it? It's not a holy thing to stand in judgment constantly on yourself. It's unholy, because what you're saying, this is what Jesus told me when I used to do it. You know, he had to really change my mind. He said, what you're saying, Holly, when you condemn yourself, is that what I did wasn't enough. Come on. Come on. Someone here, you need to quietly tell God, I accept your forgiveness, and I'm going to forgive myself too. I receive your forgiveness, and I'm going to forgive myself too. Help me to do better. But even if I don't get it perfect, I have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hear the Lord. I hear us saying to the Lord, show us our documents. And one time years and years ago, I was in church, and I looked up and saw this scroll. It sounds odd, but it was a scroll from heaven, and some things were written on it, and it was things about my life that I did not yet know. I had a feeling, you know, but I didn't really know. And as God put this scroll in me, things began to come to pass. So, Father, right now I ask you to release scrolls to us. Release your plan to us. Some of you think, well, am I past it? Is it too late? Nope. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's like he wants to introduce you to a deeper place of rest. I warn you, it's addictive. I warn you. And once you go there, you're going to want to go there all the time, and you're going to want to never come out until you're not doing your work because you just want to go there. Thank you. actually seeing a cloud over us. There's so much God wants to give you. Do you know that we think it's all on Him, you know? Like He's just, we're waiting for Him. But do you know that it's not true? There's so much He would give us and release to us. I feel like He just wants us to open ourselves to all that He has. To take you deeper than you've ever gone in Him. This is really interesting. I saw a picture of him, and he had his he had on a white robe, but over it he had on a wine-colored robe, like an outer garment. And I saw him wanting to take it off and put it on you. So Lord, we receive that. I feel like He has so many gifts for us tonight. And, you know, each of us are going to receive different things. So, Father, I pray for those that maybe don't know how to receive. They want to. They love You. But I ask You to help them. Thank you.
sun, mendeleriz el ala. Santan de la yenda gider, sostrarendo se integra en una ferrero y mando decir, San Miguel, sotros alegra. Ante la torre dir, San Dreso cielo, Santa la vida.
Children before the throne. I see children before the throne, but it's us. And all these gifts, each one is unique. Each one is completely different, wrapped different, different colors, different shapes. Means I heard long awaited. Some of these things are things that you've kind of known about. Do you ever know in your, just in your inner man, you just know like God's calling you to do something, but you can't seem to make it happen, or you can't seem to do it, but yet you have this knowing, or like, am I, and you start to think, well, you know, did I make that up, or is that real? But it is. And what it is that's like the precursor, you know. He gives us that knowing before he gives us the goods. Just to prompt us to get ready. To get ready to walk in it.
Spend the time with me and pray. till you get to heaven. Let's spend the time while you're here on earth. I'll show you who you really are. Cause I've made you deliberately in this time frame on earth for a reason. I've made you on purpose for a purpose, and as you spend the time, as you spend the time with you, my child. I will show you.